From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Emerald O'Brien. Missouri's crowded Republican primary for governor is losing a candidate. State Senator Mike Parson announced Saturday that he's dropping out of the governor's race and instead will run for lieutenant governor in 2016. The switch comes just 3 months after Parson declared his candidacy. Parson said he feared his message would have gotten lost in what was shaping up to be a seven-way Republican primary for governor. The only other announced GOP candidate for lieutenant governor is Bev Randles, a former chairwoman of the conservative political group, the Missouri Club for Growth. Randles got a $1 million contribution from retired investment firm founder Rex Sinkfield. Parson said he plans to use his candidacy to denounce negative campaign tactics and big money in politics. University of Missouri officials will appeal a loss of accreditation for the school's master's program in library science. The American Library Association withdrew accreditation for the program earlier this month. The university has until August 6 to file documents needed to appeal the decision. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports Laura Dare, an ALA official, declined to discuss the decision while the appeal process is underway. Dare says even if the appeal is denied, current students graduating through 2017 will get degrees with accredited status. About 160 students are currently in the program, which was the only accredited library science master's curriculum in the state. Dare says after the appeal is considered, the earliest date the decision could be reversed is at a committee on accreditation meeting on November 20th or January 10th. A Columbia businessman charged with hiring a man to set a fire will remain in jail on a $5 million cash-only bond. A Boone County judge Friday ruled bond wouldn't be reduced for 60-year-old Merdad Fuduayam, charged with first-degree arson. Prosecutors allege he paid a man $500 to set a trailer on fire because it was on the land he wanted to expand his electrical engineering business. A woman in the mobile home suffered second-degree burns and carbon monoxide poisoning. When officers tried to arrest him, Fuduayam hid in an attic during a nine-hour standoff. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports Fuduayam's attorney argued the bond was excessive. The state contended the bond should not be revoked because the businessman is wealthy and would likely flee to his native Iraq. Several groups are joining together for events in Ferguson, Missouri for the anniversary of the shooting death of 18-year-old Michael Brown. Organizers are calling it the Ferguson Uprising Commemoration Weekend. Plans announced today include a silent march starting at 11 a.m. on August 9th from Canfield Drive, the site of the shooting, to Greater St. Mark Family Church. Brown was unarmed when he was killed last August 9th by a police officer in a shooting that galvanized the Black Lives Matter movement. The coalition calls itself the Ferguson Action Council. It includes the Don't Shoot Coalition, Hands Up United, Organization for Black Struggle, and others. I'm Emerald O'Brien, KBIA News, Columbia.